Blog Talk Radio.
Be days where you will ask yourself, where is all this going? What is the purpose? What is my purpose? In high school, I thought I'd discover my life's purpose when I could answer that age-old question, what do you want to be when you grow up? Nope. In college, I thought I would discover it when I could answer, what's your major? Not quite. I thought that maybe I'd discover it when I found a good job. Then I thought I just needed to get a few promotions. That didn't work either. I kept convincing myself that it was just over the horizon, around the next corner. Nothing worked, and it was really tearing me apart. Part of me kept pushing ahead to the next achievement, and the other part kept asking, is this all there is? I've often said that I wish people could realize all their dreams and wealth and fame, and so that they could see that it's not where you're going to find your sense of completion. I realized one night in LA that the purpose of my life had always been to free people from concern. I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is. When you work towards something greater than yourself, you find meaning, you find purpose. When you keep people at the center of what you do, it can have an enormous impact. All life is interrelated. We are all bound together into a single garment of destiny.
But under the sky, under the heaven, man, there is but one family.
All callers are muted.
Man, but people are different.
That's the only thing that's important, really. Letting each other know we're here. Reminding each other that we're part of a larger self. Deep inside of you lives a hero who wants to do something great with your life, who wants to inspire other people, who wants to do creative work, who wants to change the world. Maybe you're so numbed out that you've forgotten who you truly are. The fact that you are alive today means there is a mighty call on your life to do something with the rest of your life.
When you're convinced that your cause is right, have the courage to take a stand. Use your minds and hands and your heart to build something bigger than yourself. If you see a problem or an injustice, recognize that no one will fix it but you.
A change in the world that seems so clear that you are sure someone else is going to do it. But they're not. You will. Ideas don't come out fully formed. They only become clear as you work on them. You just have to get started.
How will you serve the world? What do they need that your talent can provide? That's all you have to figure out.
I want to do good. I want the world to be better because I was here. I want my life, I want my work, I want it to mean something. If you are not making someone else's life better, then you're wasting your time.
When you wake up in the morning and your life means something to somebody other than you, that you have a purpose. If you don't go do the things that you're going to do, people's lives will suffer. To live in service, not to you, but to live in service to humanity, to live in service to your family, your church, to your city, to your country, to the world, that is the purest form of joy.
Tear down that mirror that makes you always look at yourself, and you will be able to look beyond that mirror, and you will see the millions of people that need your help. Reaching out and helping people will bring you more satisfaction than anything else you've ever done.
Measure your impact on humanity not in lives, but in the lives you touch. Not in popularity, but in the people you serve. There is so much out there conspiring to make you cynical. People will try to convince you that you should keep your empathy out of your career. Don't let that noise knock you off course. I found that my life got bigger when I stopped caring what other people thought about me. Yours will too. Stay focused on what really matters.
When I look around, I always learn something, and that is to be always yourself and to express yourself, to have faith in yourself, to express oneself honestly, not lying to oneself, and to express myself honestly. That, my friend, is very hard to do.
Everything you gain in life will rot and fall apart, and all that will be left of you is what was in your heart. Don't let anything stand in the way of the light that shines through this form. Risk being seen in all of your glory. You are ready and able to do beautiful things in this world. You will only ever have two choices, love or fear. Choose love, and don't ever let fear turn you against your playful heart.
Anything can contribute to our not approving our dreams, our not feeling good enough. A lot of things can contribute to that. Many of us never live up to our potential or don't approve ourselves because we never had anybody to believe in. Looking at some of the things that keep us from approving ourselves, we've all done some things that we don't feel good about. Things that if we had to do those things over again, we would not do those things, or we would do things differently. So part of what we must do in order to begin to move into your greatness, you got to remove a major energy block. And that is dealing with the issue of forgiveness. People that have hurt you, someone who's done you wrong, make a list. And things that you have done that you feel bad about, that you regret, make a list. There may be a time when you weren't a good father or a good mother or a good brother or sister, or you were a bad child, or you didn't do a good job, or you lied, or you were dishonest, or you stole. No one knows this but you, or something you feel good about, so you know, there's a real dog in me to do that. Something you just really regret. So we make a list of all those things. All of us have some of that. You might say there's some good in the worst of us and some bad in the best of us. So none of us escape. Now here's something I want you to do. I want you to become involved in an active process to get some clutter out of your life. So if there's any area in your life that you need to clean up, there's some people who's cluttering up your life. They serve no purpose whatsoever. They're just holding and occupying the space that somebody useful, positive, nurturing, and contributing could be holding that space. You don't even have time to look to see what else is out there because you all have all of these people surrounding you that's not enabling you to grow. So look at what is it I need to get out of my life? Just start cleaning this stuff out. See, whatever you have in your environment is a reflection of your consciousness. So you got all that chaos there. That represents some disorganized, cluttered section of your mind. So let's get all that out of there, all right? Work to get that out, clean that up. Anybody that you feel very strongly about, have some negative feelings about, let's look at some good reasons to forgive them. Number one, you must try and see what has happened or see things from that other person's point of view. Let's look at it from their point of view. That's one area. That's number one. Then number two, holding a grudge hurts you. It doesn't hurt them. So just for good health, and peace of mind, let it go. Any feeling of resentment or anger or hatred is called to me the load of bitterness within. Every thought that we entertain produces a chemical in our brain that impacts the body's immune system. And besides, this person you're hating, they probably are not even aware of it. Don't even know you're really hating them. You've turned up the steam, gone from dislike to hate, intense hate. And here you are killing yourself, making yourself vulnerable to various types of illnesses, putting yourself in bad health. And I say that person is not worth your sacrificing your health or 1 minute of peace of mind. 1 minute of anger robs you of 60 seconds of happiness. So decide it doesn't matter. Let it go and experience the dignity and the magnanimous sense of character of being big enough to move on and get on with your life. Letting it go so you can grow. See, all of us have greatness within us. But when you don't come to grips with your greatness, if you don't work to develop it, if you're not seeking it out, if you're not finding where it is, if you're not trying to locate it, if you're not experimenting with your life to try and find out what fits for you, I'm saying that you're positioning yourself to be a miserable person, an unfulfilled person. How else do we do it? Procrastination. We just put things off over and over and over again. Why? Because we haven't accepted it. We don't feel deserving. We don't feel that we're good enough. So we sabotage ourselves by not ever taking care of business. We get real busy doing a lot of things. Well, we don't have any time. We start doing so many things, we just give our time away until we don't have any time for ourselves or any time to do the things that we want to do. And every time you put it off and move it back, oh, I'll do it one day. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get to it. I'm saying to you that one day you look around and there goes a year, there goes 2 years, there goes 3 years. So if there's something you want to do, do it now. Do it right now. Don't put it off. Start right now where you are. There'll never be a perfect ideal time. Whatever you have going for you right now, that's enough. Work on that idea. Work on it. Work on it. Work on it. Watch out with the relationships you have. What kind of person are you becoming because of the relationships that you have right now? Do those people contribute to you? Do they help you grow and develop yourself? What kind of person are you becoming? People who have not accepted greatness for themselves, these people don't study, ladies and gentlemen. These people don't study. They don't have time for personal growth and development. They don't have time to work on their minds. No, they don't have time for that. Too busy for that. To determine the height of your self-approval, it's important that you evaluate yourself because you know you quite well, but it's almost impossible to do it totally by yourself. You must get some caring feedback. Find somebody close enough to you that has observed you or been around you that you value their opinion. And ask them, how do they see you? How do they rate you in terms of your self-esteem? And then compare what you have with what they say. See, there are things many times that people can see in us that we can't see because it's a blind spot. When someone pays you a compliment, can you handle it well? Can you handle compliments well? That's a good barometer about your self-esteem. Can you handle criticism well? Can you give criticism? What are your expectations? What do you expect to get from life? What do you expect to get from your business? What do you expect to get from your relationship? What is your ideal day? What is it that you expect from this experience, this trip, this journey that you're involved in? People that have a strong sense of self-approval, they have high expectations for themselves and from life and from others. See, a lot of people don't expect much from life. So they don't shoot for much. They're not preparing for much. A lot of people are just showing up in life. A lot of people just get up in the morning and they go through the day, they go to the job just to pull a check down, watching the clock coming in. So you want to be a different kind of person as you forward your life. You want to get something out of this. If you're going to do it, it's worth your time, your energy. You've got some expectations from this. So examine your expectations versus your wishes. Some people wish they could do better. But some people expect to do better. Where are you on that? And love yourself. Make caring for you the highest priority in your life. Take care of you. Look out for what truly satisfies you. We're not taught to love ourselves. We're not taught to look out for ourselves. We're not taught to take care of ourselves, to become sensitive to our wants, to our needs, our desires. So make a conscious effort. Make you number one priority. Your peace of mind, your health is more important than your family and any and everybody. Because if you don't have peace of mind, if you don't have your health, you can't serve anybody. Don't neglect yourself. A lot of us, and particularly ladies, have been groomed to be sacrificial lambs, putting their dreams on the back burner in deference to their children's dreams or their husband's dreams or their family's dreams, and forget about themselves. Then become resentful and angry and bitter. So start taking care of yourself, looking out for you. Develop a health plan. Your health is all you got. So start taking care of you, eating nutritious meals, willing to exercise your body, taking care of this body, loving yourself. So do some good stuff for yourself on purpose. Take some time out for you. You can't develop and manifest your greatness. You can't be a high achiever if you don't feel good. You don't take care of yourself. It takes the edge off your life. It helps you to manage things rather than allowing them to manage you. Gives you more personal power to deal with stuff. Take care of you. Now, here's something else I suggest for you. Become aware of what your needs are and develop compassion towards yourself despite your human defects. Develop compassion for yourself despite your human defects. You will never be perfect. Hello? You will never be perfect. You're human. You've made a lot of mistakes. You've done a lot of dumb, stupid things. Guess what? You're not through yet. You've got to learn to be gentle with yourself. Make it all right. What you don't know, mistakes that you make, it's okay. Handle it. Learn from the experience. Decide that you are going to, whatever you become involved in, to be upfront, to be true to yourself. Are you getting what you need out of it? And be upfront with people and tell them what you need from them. Don't assume that they know. Don't say, I thought you knew. No, tell people upfront, here's what I need from this in order for this to work for me. Be upfront with your stuff. Tell them upfront so they're not surprised later on. So your feelings aren't hurt later on. See, if they tell you up front they can't do it, now you know you can keep on stepping. But tell people up front, here's what I want. In order for me to play this game with you, if we're going to dance, this is what I got to get out of it. See, if you don't take care of your needs, guess what? You will always have that nagging song in the back of your mind saying, well, when do I get mine? See, we're taught to be quiet and not speak up for ourselves. Not to be selfish. If you don't take care of you, who do you think is going to take care of you? Who's going to look out for you better than you will? No one. No one's going to do that. You got a business? No one's going to take care of your business better than you. Nobody. Nobody. Anything you want to do in life, you've got to take ownership of it and say, hey, I'm going to make this happen. Be willing to venture out and do something that you have fantasized about doing. And you know you probably won't be good at it, but do it anyhow.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Good morning, good morning. You want to be happy this morning. Les Brown said you need to take charge of yourself. your thoughts and your ideas. Billionaire Happy, mic check, mic check. I got this.
Mic check, Billionaire is happy.
Billionaire is happy. Okay, can we correct us?
Yes.
Good morning, good morning. How are you this morning?
Great, great, great. I'm so happy I'm at my school early. There wasn't much traffic coming from New Jersey to New York City,
great.
So I'm just happy
great.
About that.
Great, great, great. And we're going to travel now. I see her out there from Dallas, Texas, the one and only our dream life coach. Good morning, Rhonda. How are you this morning? Looking for your son also.
Good morning, good morning. Fantastic and amazing. Beautiful
fantastic.
Morning.
Good, fantastic and amazing. Good morning. I'm looking for your song as well. As we talked about yesterday, just before I do, let me bring, I'm looking for your song, Rhonda. I'm going to get it in a minute, but I got Billionaire Babies up. Good morning, Billionaire.
Hi. I love my life. No, no, we don't know where tomorrow might bring. Got the future, the hours away. So me, I live my life today. So me, I live my life today. Yeah. So love me, make me stop. Go, I want to stop. Me, I have enough to say.
Yes, 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 folks.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, just wonderful. I love that recording. Wow. Really great.
Yeah, it was called Focus on Yourself. That was our second part of what I wanted to share after dealing with the emotion part of yesterday. And I thought that this recording along with Les' message was very powerful to get the message that we are the solution, folks, without question. We are the solution. Lord, I thought I had your song running, but I got Jack Johnson upside down. Okay. Oh, here we go. Control. I got it. Good morning. We just is up for the one and only. Our dream life coach, Rhonda Williams. She's out of Dallas, Texas. And as always, she has some incredible statements. This is her song by Janet Jackson. I got lots of it. Janet Jackson. Yeah, she said she had lots of it there. Rhonda, Janet Jackson, the control.
Good message for all of us. We all need a little bit of control.
We need a lot of it. And I see Dr. King out there just wanting looking for his piece. Good morning, Doc. While I look for you, I'll probably get you back up by the time you come on. Good morning, Doc. How are you this morning?
Great rising, big brother. Good to hear your voice.
Great rising. Great to hear your voice. Folks, this is the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. We come to you each and every morning with that sole purpose of creating a mastermind alliance. And we always say when two or more minds come together, it has the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. And our goal here each and every morning is to help you to stimulate your internal self, the internal level of awareness that you have that you can bring forth and manifest the good that you desire. So what we focus on here is to help you develop what we call that mental discipline. And Lord knows does it take. You can pray. You got to pray on the mental discipline, folks. This mind can stop you or it can start you. It can stop you. It definitely can stop you in your tracks, and it can start you and take you to, as Linda, Billionaire Linda said, worlds that you, the discover worlds you've never known before. That's what we say. So here in the morning, here on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, this is yours truly, Dr. Ali, the Go Rich Mind, the philosopher, prosperity philosopher, here with you this morning. Today is Tuesday, and it's August, and it's August the 6th. And boy, time is flying. Time is flying. As well as the world is definitely changing and also in need of prayer in all areas. It's in need of positive affirmations and thoughts. And more important than anything, as Dr. King talks about all the time, it's in the need of love and that true love of embracing ourselves. And this morning, we just heard a motivational piece, and most of it by Les Brown. He talked about what do you expect of yourself, and what are you expecting from life? Examine your expectations versus your wishes. So with that, you know, we, of course, have our daily, let me put it in that, we have our dreams and we have our goals, of course. But outside of that, we want to send out signals to make this world a better place to reside, is a good example. So with that, I'm going to kind of do a Facebook this morning before we go into part two. And that is what's on your mind. And I'm going to start with our professor out there, the school teacher. Billionaire is happy. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Open question this morning. What's on your mind?
I feel like I got a double dose of self-love. But just listening to, on the way in, I listened to Queen's Meek Meditation and the broadcast from yesterday. Mm-hmm. And just listening to the meditation and thinking about, I was just thinking about coming to work. Whenever we have like a lot of mass shootings and things like that, it's so unfortunate. And I always think back to how were they affected like in childhood. If we could give them a stronger foundation and keep that foundation going through all of the years of school, middle school, high school, college, and how could we continue that so that one, they would have emotional intelligence, so that means they would have self-awareness of themselves and be able to self-regulate and do something about those type of emotions or get help. And that was just the thing that was on my mind, but I know that it definitely starts with self-love and taking care of yourself, as Les Brown was saying.
Mm-hmm. Great, great, great. Thank you so much. And we honor you and going out and teaching the young minds. And we definitely appreciate that, your daily effort in that. Traveling out to Dallas, and we're going to ask you this morning, what's on your mind? The one and only Rhonda Williams, our Dream Life coach.
Well, good morning, family. I guess for me this morning, I was thinking about as I listened to the recording that we played this morning, and so many great elements in that for us to take away. But for me, the thing that I've been focused on here over the past few weeks is the ability to focus on yourself, to care for yourself, to love for yourself, to nurture yourself, to forgive yourself, to be self-full but not selfish, to really invest in yourself. You are your number one project. I think about all of the projects that we have, all of the things that we're doing in our lives, building the businesses and working with clients and traveling and all of these different projects. And I have to remind myself that I am my number one project. And so investing in myself, raising my self-awareness, determining my self-purpose, stopping self-sabotage. Just when you get to the edge, something pulls you back. There's clearly a sabotage or a block or something happening. So I just think about how am I investing in myself and making myself my number one priority and my number one project. That's what's on my mind. Back to you.
Wow. Okay. Focusing on self. number one priority, number one projects. And folks, we definitely need to focus on self as well as self-love. Our billionaire baby, Dr. Kyle Mitchell, get it right one day, it's raining. Good morning, good morning. What's on your mind this morning from the Facebook inquiry that we have?
Well, I had my Divine Women's group last night, and actually the recording was exactly what I was speaking about, loving yourself and finding your purpose in life. We are all here for a reason, and no matter what people are telling us, we can find that answer from within. Once we learn to really go within, to be still, to allow that alignment with our divine source to take place. But truly, each one of us need to, like I say, move out of that parade of ants, you know, just following what someone is telling you and just going through the motions in terms of things that you learn growing up. We're bigger than that. We are greater than that. We have it within us. We are often taught to look outside of ourselves. Of course, you know, to be taught by our parents and our teachers, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a part of each one of us that is so brilliant and magnificent that no one can outside of you can tell you what that is and who that is. And we need to begin to learn who we are and of whom we are and how divinely made we are in terms of being able to use this energy of the mind and envisioning and thinking. You know, I can remember when I was small and I would be reading my little magazines and be literally having a movie going on in my mind in terms of what the world was like and what I would like to be in it. And sometimes people would say things like that were fairy tales, but you can make miracles come true with the energy, the divine energy you have of thinking and feeling. And so I just encourage everyone to really, really understand and love who and what we are made of and to use all of that to be that special gift to the world that we have come here to be. I just love the people who understand that and try to teach others to knowing. And that's what I always did when I was working with the special ed kids at the Board of Ed in New York. I just make sure they understood that they didn't have to believe what other people were telling them about themselves, because within them was so much greatness. And they begin, once they begin to love themselves and think of themselves as special and they could do things, they begin to do it, you know. And it was the other students who wanted to join their group because they begin to feel that divinity within them and to express it. And we all have it, so we must use it and allow it to grow. Like we say about seeds, we have seeds in us that will bring forth wonderful, beautiful miracles. Back to you, Dr. Goldschmidt.
Thank you. Thank you. That's an incredible, incredible summary there from all of you this morning as we do the Facebook What's on Your Mind this morning after playing our recording, Focus on Yourself, featuring Les Brown. Now we're going to go into the segment here on Tuesday called the Master Key System, and that's done by no other than the one and only Dr. James King. I found a song by Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige. Called Just Fine.
This joint right here.
Come on now. This one.
Negative vibes, 'cause
Yes, yes, yes. No time for moping around, as Mary J. Blige says.
Oh, I have the affirmation on, literally on what we were speaking of today. And I was just, I'm always amazed that I usually find an affirmation before I even know what the subject's going to be, and it ties into it so beautifully. So the one that I had for today, Tuesday, August the 6th, 2019, is, I am living my designer life right now. I'm thanking my mother and father God, and thanking them for opening the way to live and teach success principles, and for the prosperity for all that results. Thank you for the tremendous response and the dramatically improved lifestyle that results. Thank you, my divine source, for uplifting, motivating, inspiring, and empowering me and so many others through me. That's the affirmation for today. Back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Great, great affirmation. Okay. Dr. King. We're going to segue right into you now. Are you ready?
Is that a trick question? Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, family. I'm so, so honored and grateful to be among the thought leaders that you and Dina Joe and the other origins of this call have attracted to. By the will of the Most High. Listen, you know, my first thought today is, again, that this is God's school. We're remembering that we're in a school to learn what the expression of the power of love looks like and how to be a better example of that expression, how to be one with the expression, God's school, that it's about atonement, of becoming one with, of the idea that at the point that we become one with love, we actually become time lords. We're stopping time. We're going into the moment. We're seeing the unity of all of us as being one expression, the expression of life. This love that we're talking about is the same power that holds universes in orbit around a center, and the center is this power of love, this power of God, this expression of life that we experience every day. We are training, teaching, and learning at the same time. It's not a thing of, oh, I'm going to learn this from one person, I'm going to teach this to another person. We are always teaching and learning at the same time. It's the same thing with giving and receiving. At the point that we begin to give, we're also receiving. There's no such thing as, oh, I gave too much or I'm receiving too much. That's not even a thought. But to understand and to understand that when you give, you receive, and when you receive, you now give. They're both the same thing, and they happen as a result of us being able to demonstrate this. This is not a thing, again, what we discuss, the things that we discuss on the forum, the things that we pick up in our personal life as examples of divine love. These are things that have to be demonstrated in order for them to have meaning. So there is always an action involved in becoming one with the power of life and love itself. There's a piece that says, your ideas become clear when you work on it. So work is now the actual process of an idea becoming clear. It's no longer something hard or strenuous or something that we should shy away from. I think that we all should be in a position to kind of want to have clarity in what we're doing in this life, in this school, and being able to know that our purpose here is to become one with the people around us. This is not about conflict. It's not about judgment. It's about the oneness. We have to get to a point where we can begin to see the needs of others and respond to those needs And that becomes part of our divine purpose. There's a piece in The Science of Mind. What's his name? Ernest Holmes. That's what it is.
Ernest Holmes.
Yeah. And he does a piece. Let me find it. Okay. Page 231, The Science of Mind, Physical Perfection. And he talks about a chapter it has here called constipation. Now, to begin with, when something is constipated, it's blocked up. Our energy centers become constipated through thoughts that are divisive. And when we judge another person, when we're not gentle with ourselves, as when we're not clear with what our intentions are. Queen on her head yesterday said, when we worry, that's an example of constipation. So in Ernest Holmes, he says, never think a sick person is one who merely has a sick body. If you do, you will find yourself treating the body. Why should we not treat the body? For the simple reason that the cause of the disease is not in the body. So the body is the effect and not the cause. You must know that body conditions never move. They are always moved upon. A sick person is one who has a sick thought as well as a sick body. It says constipation is often due to a belief in limitation or burden. It is mentally helped by knowing that there is no restriction, no inaction, no limited action, no bondage, no fear, no congestion. It says realize that all action is normal, harmonious, and perfect. Then it says, any thought which produces a mental tension, fear or lack of trouble, a disease of all kinds, fear of loss of friends or loss of position, is likely to manifest itself as constipation. It says, the fear of thought retards the free action of life forces, thus greatly interfering with the functions of the body. Now, to go back to the beginning where we said that this is God's school, it's love school. And understanding that now we have this source energy that within we live and move and have our being, our lives are the demonstration of the power of love. So now we go to the master key system. And it goes to, again, cause and effect. What's the cause? Number 4, part 5, it's on page 50 in the small book. It says the mind, which pervades the body, is largely the result of heredity, which in turn is simply the result of all the environments of all past generations on the responsive and ever-moving life forces. An understanding of this fact will enable us to use our authority when we find some undesirable trait or character manifesting itself. Whether that undesirable trait is something that we recognize internally in our health, our healing, our finances, our relationships, or whether it's something that's coming at us externally as a result of a news report or the mass killings that we saw, or Donald Trump's comments and all of this other crap, it says an understanding of this fact will enable us to use our authority. We're in God's school. We're learning how to love. That learning how to love and the teaching of love comes with a certain amount of authority. We have to now recognize that authority as being thought leaders and be able to take control. Again, Rhonda, thank you. We're now taking control of this expression of the power of love in us, and the way that we take control of it is through demonstrating it. We can't talk about it. We can't read about it. If we pray about it, then prayer is an action. And the action that we're taking now is to demonstrate the power of love, the power of life itself, the power of being at one with. Number 5 says we can consciously use all of the desirable characteristics with which we have been provided, and we can express and refuse to allow the undesirable ones to be manifested. We have power. We must use this power.